you still finish off with a statement about technology and friends?
Yes, I do. And you just did.
Okay.
Technology, friends.
We all love technology and we all love to code. But what's more important when we're doing all of this is to remember that everything is better with friends. So join the open source community and make some new friends.
I don't know about this technology friends thing. I don't think it's going to catch on.
I don't always use technology, but when I do, I like to include my friends.
Technology friends.
Well, thanks for having me, David. Before I met technology, I actually had a lot of friends, but not anymore.
I love working at Microsoft because here we enable our friends to do amazing things with technology.
This is Miguel Castro. It's always great to be in an awesome city, working with good technology and seeing good friends.
It wouldn't surprise me if it's this part right now you were to use instead of me actually saying something about technology and friends, because this would be way more interesting, right?
I think that one of the things that I'm most appreciative of is that I got to work on technology, in the field of technology, and I actually got to work on what otherwise would be my hobby. And I think that working in technology with a bunch of good friends, seeing all of the really cool stuff that we can do is really, really satisfying. And I'm sorry, I'm sounding very much in the air and spiritual. So it's fun. Technology is fun.
Why, hello. Happy to be here at that conference with a bunch of friends learning about new technology, and this is an absolute blast. So if you haven't been to that conference, come check it out.
I hope all of you come and check out our podcast. It's a great show where we talk about different folks in the technology field, and we don't talk about technology at all. We have tons of our friends, coworkers, family members, you know, maybe even people that we just met, all our colleagues. So definitely check us out at awayfromthekeyboard.com. You can look for us on iTunes, Google Play Music, and we're also on SoundCloud.
Technology is really fun. Actually, it's really integrated with my social life because I go to a lot of meetups. I meet a lot of friends. I meet a lot of developers. We become friends, and we talk to each other. And we even, you know, because of technology, we even become better friends.
Go Big Red, my technology friends.
Okay, hello, viewers. My name is Richard Taylor, and I just have a bit of advice for you. If you are a tech person like I am, and you want to get out and actually learn about some great technology, make sure that you get out to some technical conference or users group near you. You'll learn a lot of technology, you'll make a lot of friends, and just get out there and network and learn from others.
You know, it turns out all of my friends are actually in technology. I need to make some more friends.
I'm here at our internal conference called Microsoft Ready, where I met David. And this is a conference focused on technology, and I'm amongst friends here. I meet a lot of my colleagues and friends from my previous teams. So it's amazing to have this kind of a meeting here at Ready.
Though I've been living in the Detroit area for the last 11 years, and I'm moving to Las Vegas, Nevada, I will now be 2,000 miles away from many of my closest friends. But I'm fortunate that the modern technology of today, they're still just a touch away.
Becoming a social developer has made all kinds of new friends in the technology world.
I'm at Detroit Code talking about ASP.NET Core and technology in general with some new friends.
Making magical moments with technology and friends.
All right, thank you to all my fans, friends, and family watching this back home. Hope you learned a little bit about technology today, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, so you know why technology makes friends? You know, I think technology is problem solving. And the way I love to make friends is to solve something together. Like, not just like take a beer together and chat about something, but solve something. Solve some problem. And technology is what helps us solving problems. So friends and technologies are done to be together.
I try not to judge my friends on how well they know technology, but it's not always easy.
My new startup is called Cloud Army. It's a technology company that's really focused on psychometrics and what's called implicit association testing. And it's really a group of great friends that have got together who are also awesome technologists, and it is just such a pleasure to work in. I'm in a position right now where most mornings as I start work, I knock on wood, because I love my job and I love working together with this group in this industry. So I'm hoping at some point they see this and they see how much I appreciate being on that team and enjoying building something great with them.
My two favorite things about speaking at conferences are that I get to hang out with all of my conference friends and I get to learn about exciting and new technology.
So working in technology today can be overwhelming. There's too much to pay attention to. Things change all the time. And so the best part about it is there are friends out there. You know people that you work with and who work in other companies, meet them at meetups, conferences, wherever, that can just show you little tricks and say, hey, I'm working on this. What do you think? And they can give you their experience as well. So technology with friends is the only way to do it.
Hi, this is Nancy Gaines, and I'm so excited to be on Technology and Friends today. Systems are what is going to give you more productivity in your life, and they don't have to be technology systems. They are all about just processes and procedures that do the right things for you and take back your day so you can gain the advantage. Friends, I want to invite you to go to my website. I've got a free report, The 5 Systems You Must Have for Massive Productivity. It's nancygaines.com. Go ahead and download your free report, nancygaines.com. Thanks for having me on the show, David.
Technology has been leading me all my life, and with technology, I got to be an Azure MVP. And my friends from my company, Mihai Tatarand and Tudor Damian, are quite my best friends.
In presenting, technology is your friend, can be your friend, but you have to make it your friend.
Technology empowers you to do great stuff, but without friends, you will only have a great and powerful idea, a great framework, and without something in production that also is working.
Hi, I'm Ben Armstrong. I'm here at IT Camp, where I've been talking to all my friends about how to use container technology to change the way they think about servers.
Technology, 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 and friends!
The best way to implement open source technology is with your friends.
There's a lot of worries right now with machine learning and automation that machines will take over and become the new Terminator that gets rid of humans. But humans and technology can be good friends.
I love making new friends at events like this around technology.
Remember, kids, technology is your friend.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise, its continuing mission to seek out and explore strange new world and technologies, and to boldly go where no friends have gone before.
The best thing I like about technology is that when it gets really loud in here, you have all the friends giving you the support and thumbs up that you can do it.
I think that the rapid conversion from acquaintance to friendship in the technology field is very unique to our space. I do.
You know, I think technology is great. You know, it's amazing how with technology we've been able to connect as friends, because today with WhatsApp and Facebook and Twitter, we're able to stay in touch years after we stopped working together. So I think technology has really enabled our friendship to continue, and hopefully look forward to it continuing for many more years to come.
So I talked a lot about machine learning on the show, and hopefully that technology hasn't made your friends and you just don't know it yet. So they could be a bot existing in the cloud somewhere. Maybe you are too, and we're all just part of a big machine learning algorithm.
Microsoft and Red Hat are friends
because of the technology.
Hey, you know what? I've been working on some cool ASP.NET technology, and I want to share it with my friends.
You can use technology to connect with your friends, talk to your friends, or program your own brand new friends.
So when it comes to my life in technology and making friends around technology, if there's advice I can give you, it's to attend conferences. David and I are here at Tech Bash, but we originally met at a small conference called DevSpace down in Huntsville, Alabama. I have met so many friends through attending conferences, and I cannot recommend it enough. Whether it's a large conference or a small conference, get out there, go to code camps, go to SQL Saturday, whatever it is, get out there, meet people. It will make your life, both as a developer, as a technologist, but also just in general, it will make your life a lot happier.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your technology.
This is John DeYoung, and it has been fun telling my new technology friends about RxJS technology with technology and friends.
So my other hobbies outside of SQL Server are primarily running and cycling. And I do these a lot with my group of friends. We call ourselves Active Mayhem. And when we go out frequently, someone will have an issue with like their Garmin watch or their Fitbit for tracking things. And I, of course, am always the technology expert who has to come to the rescue. So I have recalibrated Fitbits, I have saved Garmin watches, I have introduced them to tracking apps on their smartphones. That's my other job.
Technology lets me have friends who love time zones.
Technology churn isn't only in development. It's also how we interact with people. It's also how we interact with our friends. And we're going at such a fast pace that we're losing sight of some of the key and most important values in life.
Okay, so hello to everyone and to all my friends from the other side of the camera. Hello from the NDC, which is the awesome technology conference. Hopefully see you live somewhere around the world.
The friends that I've made in this technology sphere are delightful, truly fantastic. And I think that going to industry events, going to conferences, and getting a chance to interact with your local community at meetups or anywhere else is the way to do that. So when you're listening to this and thinking, I'm a consumer of this, you don't have to be. You could actually be a producer. I mean, come on David's podcast, or go talk to the people who run your local DevOps meetup, your local cloud meetup. They almost certainly need more people to speak at the meetup, maybe some lightning talks. This is speaking to you as somebody who runs meetups, runs conferences. We're always looking for your ideas. So that's what I'd suggest.
So I just want to thank David Giard for giving me an opportunity to be on this podcast. I certainly always love talking about technology, about process, and potentially making some new friends on social media. Thank you.
Technology friends are people that can give you pointers.
These days when we talked about IoT, we talked with David a lot of other things about IoT and data science practices. But what we generally focus is towards bringing our customers who are actually our friends, bringing customers all together. So, you know, making a more technology friendly world towards that. And when we talk about technology, mainly focusing towards like what technology matters to the customer, not just put any bare technology on the table, but trying to explain them that this is the best route of the technology that you should move forward with. And that's how pretty much they become our friends. Thanks a lot.
It's nice when we can use technology to help our friends.
As a comic book fan and a Marvel fan, it's not the age of Ultron, it's the age of Electron.
So what makes my life better is technology and friends.
Technology lets me have friends who work on lots of open source projects.
I love technology, not as much as my friends you see, but I still love technology.
Hey friends. I know this the segment here at the end of the show, I'm sure a lot of times it's it can be humorous or funny. I want to say something a little more serious here today. A lot of people may already know I'm here at CodeMesh with Dave and a very dear friend of the technology community had a terrible tragedy while we were up here. Jim Holmes, who is a good friend of mine and a longtime dear friend of Giard's as well, and many people here, had a horrible tragedy with his family. So if you've ever been touched in the technology community by a conference, by a speaker, by people, especially here around the Midwest, he's since moved to Oregon, but if you've ever been involved in the community and have found someone who's mentored you, there's a good chance that you can trace that back in some fashion to the work that Jim has done. He has a very wide reach, and his butterfly effect is tremendous. So if you know Jim, be thinking of him. I'm going to try to do this without crying, but I guess I'm all done now because I'm going to lose it. Thank you. Thanks. We love you, Jim.
I think the reason that I became interested in technology was because I wanted to make new friends.
Well, can I do it in something that my friends might not recognize? Some kind of a, I don't know, robot technology kind of a thing?
I firmly believe that we can make new friends and increase diversity in technology using OpenID Connect, education, and open source software.
I think these days it's very cool how technology
can help us to shape the future and remove the differences between people, between us and our friends.
The whole idea of working with people, with friends, is to provide them with the technology they need to get the solutions they want. But then again, is technology your friend?
Any one of you guys can reach out to either of us. We're pretty much on Twitter, and you can find all information on our websites. We welcome friends.
And, you know, any form of technology that comes along with it, whether if it is, you know, on a small device or a big device, it doesn't matter.
We right? love welcoming technology, anything that comes along.
All right, and let's meet new friends.
Yep.
Thank you.
My recommendation is to do two things per day. Spend more time with friends and learn the new technology.
Always remember, technology can be your friend or your enemy. It all depends on how you use it.
Then we can maybe rename your show Technology and Friends rather than Friends.
I like the way you say that.
We are here at the IT camp, and there are many, many friends, and we share the passion for technology, and it's literally amazing. See you next year at the IT camp 17.
The best part about technology, bar none, is getting to learn about it and make new friends at a great event like Chicago Code Camp here today.
Holosoft.net wants to make the HoloLens something, your bridge between technology and your friends.
The best part about being in the technology world, and I've been in this for a long time in various stripes, whether it's education, whether it's actually playing with technology, is it always felt like this is just a hobby that is paid well, and all the other stuff I do for fun. I mean, nothing could be better than to sit around and teaching classes and evangelizing. I feel like I'm discussing technology with just a bunch of friends that are of like mind, that have the same kind of passion and interest and want to do disruptive things to change the world. So that's really exciting for me.
Well, I'm really excited. This is a really great fun time for technology. Hey, Alexa, Simon says technology and friends.
Technology and friends.
Love it.
Over the years, I've relocated from Canada down to the United States. I've lost touch with a lot of my friends, but fortunately, technology has always been there for me.
You're watching Technology and Friends.
This was David Giard's Technology and Friends.
Oh, David, I just want to thank you for the opportunity. You know, I just want to highlight some of the things that you do. One of the things you did for your friends, like Bill, highlighting what he did was quite impressive, and I want to thank you for that. I think it kind of, your show title, Technology and Friends, kind of reflects the kind of things that you do, and I'm happy to be part of this.
A lot of people think that virtual reality is an isolating technology, but I disagree and think that it's one of the most social ways that you can connect with your friends.
So one of my favorite things to do is to use deep learning technology to play tricks on my friends.
Friends. Technology is where it's at.
Code Foster here with a quick tip. Technology has no intrinsic value. Family and friends, however, do. So if your technology improves yourself, your friends, or your family, then it has value. Otherwise, get rid of it.
Behold, my friends, technology here, technology there, technology everywhere.
I think one of the most exciting things that we've learned through our journey is how exciting it is to build a technology group with your friends.
When I moved to London, people were asking me if I won't be missing my friends. And I realized that not really, because with most of them, I'm actually contacting through internet. So the technology allowed me to just stay in touch with everyone I love.
Technology is better when you build it with friends.
You know, I've been in the technology field for close to 30 years now, and over that time, I've had the real fortune to have a number of great mentors and coworkers. And you know, it's one of the fields where I feel like technology is a field where the best folks to work with are the folks that really feel like friends.
Hey guys. David's gone, so let me give my personal plug real quick here. If you liked what I had to say about the MSP program, feel free to reach out to me, facebook.com/Microsoft@Wisconsin, fully spelled out, or you can follow me on Twitter at KL Anderson 7. So that's KL Anderson SON 7. It was really great to be on here, and I'm so excited to see what more Technology and Friends has to say. Thanks.
I say technology, you say friends. Technology.
Friends.
Technology.
Friends.
Technology.
Friends.
Technology.
No.
Friend. Oh, okay.
Isn't Chicago awesome?
Look at that.
So, my friends, the world is not just about technology. It's about friends. Thanks for having me. You're a good man, Dave. Thanks a lot.
So if I talk about the show Friends, did they ever talk about any technology on that show?
You're done. Perfect.
Hi, Mom. Okay, this technology and friends things is done now. You can call me back.